As much as I don't want to make this a forum for political statements, and this is definitely not a political statement, but there's a lot in this week's parsha which is really a message for how we're supposed to think about the situation in Eretz Yisrael at this point in time. There's a supporter which says that when it says Kali Kol Ha'aretz, he basically says that the Galil, which is a lot of language that uses the Galil, meaning the all of the area of Eretz Yisrael. He refers to the Galil, not the name of the Galil, the northern part, meaning the surrounding area. He was used in Europe. The person was the rub of this of Posen v'Hagalil, Galil meaning the surrounding area. That's what the word means. That which comes with Lashon Galil to roll. Belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Russian says. Doesn't belong to you. It belongs to me. You're my guest. As long as you are keeping Torah and Mitzvot like you're supposed to, so then you can be my guest at my table. And when you're not, you'll be asked to leave. So our Klai Yisrael, we're really the Yerushim of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had a fight between him and Esav, and Esav got Olam Hazeh, and Yaakov Avinu got Olam Habah. So he doesn't really have a place in this world. Klai Yisrael's state of reality is that we don't have a place. We only have a place as much as we have a schus. That when says it's midas adin, if they deserve, they get. If they don't deserve, they don't get. So we're not getting because we have an ownership. We're getting because the Baruch Hashem has decided we're going to get. Otherwise, Eretz Yisrael is not really ours. So when we see the world not recognizing the rights of the Jews to Eretz Yisrael, we see the Palestinians making ridiculous statements, and the whole world accepting it, and wondering, like, what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us? I mean, isn't it obvious it belongs to us, and we have Yerusha from thousands of years, and like, and people are denying the history, and people are changing history, and nobody in the whole world says, boo, and couldn't care less, you know, it's what's happening? And then the peace process, so he makes a Tanai that they should recognize Israel as a Jewish state. You know, and then his own party is not sure they want to commit to this statement as a Jewish state because it'll create obligations upon them and compromise the democratic reality of the land. It's all that if we would live like Jews in Eretz Israel, and we, meaning the collective body of Klal Yisrael, and we have to take responsibility for the people which don't understand and are misnaged, and you know, as much as we say throw up our hands, it's not our fault. Maybe it is our fault, and maybe there's things we can do to make better outreach to them, whether they're going to come from or not, to better understand the history. Maybe there's some element, you know, there's, who knows what we could do, or we could daven more, or we could be more sensitive, or we could be more pained by it. Whatever we could do to change the matzav and create the reality that the definition of Eretz Yisrael intrinsically, not because there's a piece of legislation, but intrinsically it's a quote unquote Jewish state. It means it's a Torah state. It's predicated on the respect for the principles of the Torah. Then the nations of the world will recognize it's our land. Because it is our land at that point in time. But if we're not doing that, the nations of the world are right. It's not our land. Our real state is a state of Golos. So it's the sad reality that we have are trying to fight just in a political arena, and it's a mistake. The issue is not a political issue. The issue is an intrinsic issue of the definition of what is the definition. What is the true definition of the values of Torah? Is our attitude towards Eretz Yisrael, is Klal Yisrael's attitude, the greater nation of Israel, quote unquote, is it their attitude that it's something which is predicated on the Torah? Otherwise, they're coming and making claims which nobody's going to respect. And we should be zoicha that Be'ez Hashem, that as the year of Shemitah comes close, and Klal Yisrael is Mekayim Shemitah, Be'eretz Yisrael, Behidura, like it was supposed to be, and then the Russians have promised that you Shaftim al Oretz Abetach will be able to sit in Eretz Yisrael confidently without any concerns. Should be Makuyim Ezra. Have a good Shabbos.